Vayter and Shasim of Mitzia Dav Kufiyot, picking up on the top of the page, four lines down. Nauga Ahushtara Tavik Sif Bey Shinin Stama. It's written in it years, but just Stam. It doesn't say how many years. Rashi explains Shtar Meshkanta Desura B'Mishlam Shanya Alain Velo Pirchu Bo Minyan Ashane. That is, that if someone lends something, and in the meantime, the borrower goes and gives them land that they hold on to and they could use for X amount of years to pay off the loan, essentially. So usually it says how many years it's going to be there for, but this one said after the finishing of the years. It would go back to the owner, but it doesn't say how many years it was. Malva Mishalos, the Malva says, the lender says, oh yeah, 3 years I have. Lover, what are you talking about? Shtaim, you only have it for 2 years. And then what happened is, in the third year, right away, the Malva end up eating all the stuff that was there. And the question is, can the guy get the money back? Me, Naaman, who do we believe in such a situation? Do we say that it was 2 years or say that it was 3 years? And that if it's 3 years, then the Malva gets to keep the payers that he ate, it's done. If it's 2 years, then he has to pay him back for that because it wasn't his. He says that the karka, the land, is in the chazaka of the owner. The owner is the borrower. That's his land, and therefore he can go and get money for it. That's you took the stuff that belongs to me. No, it's in the chazaka of the one who ate it, meaning the malve, the loan, the lender. And therefore, he doesn't have to go and pay him back. The second one that we just said, and that is that Paris Becheskas Ochlin Kaimi, and therefore he doesn't have to pay back. The Amar Paris Becheskas Ochlin Kaimi. I have a whole Kaimi Lindhilchasak of Sidor of Nachman. What do you mean? But we saw that from Pei Bay Kuf Bay. Oh, where was it? Yeah, okay, we'll see. We saw earlier, Val Kaimi Lindhilchasak of Sidor of Nachman. The Hochel goes according to Rav Nachman. That we saw in Daf Kuf Beis, the Gemara says, "Dama Karka Becheskas Baalem." That the Karka is the Chazaka of the Baalim, and that was a discussion over there. It's talking about if somebody rented a bathhouse for a year, and he said it's going to be 12 dinars a year, or a dinar, one dinar a month. And then what happens if there's a leap year and there's a 13th month? Who ends up getting over there? And we say it's Becheskas Baalem at this, which goes against what we just said. The Chazaka of Kahana, the Becheskas Ochleim, the one who eats it. The lender says, "Well, no, Hasa Milsa de la Vida Leguihi over there, Rav Nachman. That's something which is not be able to be known what happened because it says 12 months or one a month, and then for 1 year, 12 months or one thing a month, which contradicts itself. We don't know exactly how to deal with that, and therefore." We go and we say it goes according to the owner because that makes sense. Halchamus David Lagluhi, but here is something which could actually end up being known, and since that's the case, Vatruchinan Beidina Trey Zimni Lamatruchinan. Therefore, we don't go ahead and we don't bother Bezin two times to go and paskin in such a case. Meaning, that as Rashi says, Shema Hadin Ima Malve. Vim not sien, and miyado, we take it out of his hand, and I see the lachs of ligbos miyado love, lachas, I have to give it back after time, but we have Adam do it. So we just hold off until we go and figure it out. Malva Omer Chamesh, let's say the Malva comes in, he says that he has rights in the land for 5 years. Lover Mashalosh, he says, no, only 3 years. And therefore, we have to give it back. Omer Le, I see Lishtara. So the borrower says to the lender, listen, bring me the Shtar. And Omer Le, Shtara Irkasli, says, oh, I'm sorry, I lost the contract over here. So, there's nothing I can do about it. Amar Rav Nachman, Malvanema, we believe the lender that it's 5 years. Why? Because Migu de Iboy Amar Lekucha Hibiadi. If he wants, he could say, I owned it, right? Because it's now after 3 years. So you could say, really, I bought this and really it belongs to me. Says Rashi, Leolam Vachalte Shnei Chazaka Va'avar Ashtar Mimeni. I ate for 3 years in it, and that's considered a chazaka, and I lost the shtar, but really belongs to me. He could have said that, and since he could have said that, therefore we believe him that he actually lost it, and therefore he's going to go with 5 years. Amalei Rav Papa, Rav Ashi, Rav Zvid, Rav Avira, Lo Sfir, Luda, Had, Rabbi Huda, they're not masking to that din. My time and why? Because high shtar, I came into Leguvainukai, because since the shtar of the mashkon is used in order to collect the stuff from the field only for a certain amount of time, the Mizar Zari, but the person will be very careful. They doesn't want to lose it out. And therefore, it doesn't make sense that he's saying he actually lost it. He's hiding it. Thinking that he's going to be able to go into eat it for another 2 years if he doesn't have the star here, even though it says in the star probably only 3 years. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Says Ravina Ravashi. Rav Yehuda wanted to pull a Migo over there and say that if the lender would say that he bought the land, we would actually believe him. But Gemara says, if that's really true, Elameata, Now that a person is believed to say that he bought the land, even when the owner is saying that it was only given to him as a mashkin, so we're going to have a bit of a problem, because high mashkanta de surah, the mashkanta, this of surah that we just mentioned before, they were taken for a few years, the kasvi hachi, where they normally write the following, b'mishlam shnai ilain, at the finishing of these years, tepek ari da b'loksaf, this land shall leave the lender without the borrower having to pay any money, meaning it's going back to him because it's the maskin time is over. Heichi the kavshe the shtar mashkanta. If after 3 years the lender would hide the shtar, va'amar lekuchi biyadi, and he says that I bought it from you, hachanami demehemen. That means he's going to be believed then also. V'chimitakne rabbanin milsei de asiba lidei pseida. Would the rabbis set up something that can cause there to be such a loss over here, right? The borrower is not going to get all messed up. How can he protect himself against him saying after 3 years, oh, yeah, I bought the land? It's a little bit of a crazy outcome. Amalei, so he said, Ravashi says back, Hasim Tekinu Rabbanan. There, the rabbis also set up the Mori Ara Yoiv Taksa Akari Kara, that the owner of the land pays a land tax to the government, and he digs ditches around the borders. So in the case of the mosque of Surah, there's no mistake over here about who really owns it, because that guy's still paying taxes. Everyone sees, oh, really, it really belongs to him, and there's, you know, nice try. Rashi's idea of tax, Lamalka, and Vikari Karya. Right. Tigra Badan Lamari, idea of tax, Lamalka. Like we said, means that he digs the ditches around over there, so everyone's going to know that really it belongs to him. So, Factor Vina, Ara de Les La Caria Velo Yoiv Taxa. What about if you have a land that doesn't have a ditch and you don't have to pay the land taxes? My, how are you going to protect this guy? Amalei, Boyle Le Mechuye, the owner of the field, has to go and protest. He should be Moche before 3 years. Rashi says, Have a Yodin Shalom Mecharte Lo. Ella. He maskim yado. He said, go and make very clear. Everyone should know that in front of Edom, this land belongs to him, and this guy is just there. He's just holding it as a maskin. In fact, the Gemara, but lo yimcha, what if he wasn't mocha? My, what's going to be the end then? How is he going to protect himself from losing it? Says Gemara, iu hu da'afsed and afshay. No, such a matzav, you mess yourself over then. Come on, man. You got to be careful about these things because this stuff could happen. Aris, Amr Lamech, say you're out of tea. Now, what happens if you have an Aris, a sharecropper? And he says, I went down for half, right? In other words, I worked the field in order to get half of the stuff that I worked. Ubalabai, Amr, Lishlish, you're out of tea. No, what are you talking about? I had you work over there only to get a third of it. Me and them, who's believed? Because remember, we talked about an Aris. It could be for a sharecropper. He's working the land for a quarter, for a third, for a half. So he comes and says, yeah, he should get 50% of the stuff. He goes, what are you talking about? You only got 33% of it. If who damar balabai, then we believe the balabai. If nachman amar hakol kamina gamedina, everything goes according to the medina. What's the norm of what's done over there? And that's what we accept. Savar minei lo pligi. The Talmid wants to say that Vudin and Rav are actually not arguing. Ha ba'asa de shakal risa palga. Of Nachman is talking about a case where the sharecropper takes half of it. Therefore, when Rav Nachman says, I'll call the book of Medina, aha, ba'asa the shakla misatilsa. And Rav Yehuda was talking about a place where they take a third. And that's why, so he'd be masking that we go according to what's the place over there, Vinegar Medina. Amar lehu, Rav Mari, Bura de Bashmuel. He disagrees and says, no, they actually are arguing. Hachi Amar Abai, this is what Abai says. Afilu ba'asr de shakla misa palga peliga. Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman are arguing even in a place where the aris normally gets half of it, they're still arguing. Rav Yehuda Amar Balabais, I'm going to believe the Balabais that it's only a third. And the Ibai, because of if he wanted to actually tell a lie, if the landowner wanted to lie, Amar Schir Velikitihu, you could just say, what are you talking about? This guy's not even an aris. But rather, who is he? He's a guy that I hired. Rashi says, "Liyamim alechadashim b'shabasos u'mischarti b'masim." He's giving me a little bit of money. V'chol neman dekamer b'shuos hesesu. So we have again, amigo. Since I could have messed him over entirely, and I didn't do that, it must be that actually I'm saying what I'm saying is actually true. Okay, we're talking about a case now that what happens that there is somebody who owes money to somebody else. So we have what we'll call dead guy owes money, Why do we call him dead guy? Because he dies. And now the one who's owed the money wants to come and collect from the property. But the problem is in the meantime, it ended up getting better. And the question is, was it the dead guy who made it better, or was it the Yorishim who made it better? So it's going, Yisomim Omrim Anu Ishbach. They said, we're the ones who made it better, and therefore you're not going to go and take that from us. Rashi's Ve'in Labalabayas, Mashesh Bicho Yisom Klum. You don't get anything from that. The something made better. Balchovomer, Avicham Ishbach. He's talking about your papa. It was Big Papa over there that actually took care of it, and therefore I can get from the Shevach as well. Almi Lahavi Raya. Who has to bring the Raya over here now? Beep, turn the page. Kufya Amud Beis. So, Savar Rav Chanina Lamei, Rav Chanina wanted to say, Arab Cheskes Yasmi Karmi, the land is in the Chazak of the orphans, Val Baal Chov Lavi Raya. It's in the Baal Chov to go bring a Raya. You want to go and take from it? Go ahead, prove it. And therefore, he has to prove that, if you want to go and take from the Shevach. Amar Lehu'ahu Saba, there was an elderly person over there who says to them that Hachem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Al Yisom Lavi Raya, it's on the Yisom to go and bring a Raya, and if they want to not have to pay it. My time, what's Pshat? Why is that? Ara Kivin de Luguvayna Kami, since this land is something which is in the realm of being collected, right? You can go, so come on to Gavi Dami, it's like it's already collected. Al Yisom Lavi Raya, they have to bring a Raya to actually take it out from him. Amar Abaye. We're going to back up Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that's on the Yisom to go bring a Raya. Afanan Namitanino. We also have in a Mishnah, Bava Basra, coming very soon. 10 days. Holy moly. Suffix Zeh. Amar Bava says, Suffix Zeh. Kadam, a suffix zeh kadam. Says Rashi, what are we talking about here? We're talking about a case in Bava Basra. The Mishnah over there is talking about the case of what happens. We know you're not allowed to go and plant a tree, which is a carob tree or a sycamore tree, which we saw about not long ago. You can't plant it within 50 amos of a town. Now, if somebody owns a tree that's too close to a town, he's got to get rid of it, whether it was the tree was planted before or after there was a town. But if it was there before the town, then the people of the town has to pay the owner of it. Because, like, what do you want from me? I planted the tree, you made a town afterwards. But if it was planted after the town was built, then he just isn't it compensated at all. And we're talking about over here in a case where we're not sure when exactly it was planted. We're not sure which one came first. He now has to cut it down. And the residents of the people of the town do not have to pay him. Alma given to the makers kaimi. We see that since the tree is something that has to be cut down, I mean lay, we see the owner, I see Raya was go bring a Raya that it was there before, and then you can take it. Hachanami Haishtara. So here also when it comes to the star, Kevan de Luguvayna Kami, since it's something that's already considered to be collected, Kemande Gavi Dami. It's like something that was already collected. While Yisom and Lavi Raya, and Yisom have to go bring a Raya to get out of heaven to give the Shevach. I see Yasmi Raya Dinu Ashbechu. So they did. They brought a Raya that they're the ones who actually made it better, and therefore they got to keep that the extra stuff that's over there. Several Chinin Lamemar, Kimis Salkinon Lahu, when we work it out, we do it with the land. In other words, the creditor will leave them a piece of the father's land, which is equal to the value of it went up. Velo, it really is not true, but the may misalkin elu. Rather, we give him cash money. We do have Nachman, we learn from Nachman. The Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Shlosha Shamin, Lehem es Hashvach. For three people, we assess the improvement that happened in the land. Umaylo, Samadamim, we give them cash money. We give them cash money. We saw this earlier. Didn't we see this earlier? Yep. Tzadiyah babay. Oh, way babay. We saw some of a kama. Okay, so the three people we do some milo, some adamim. These are the people. Bechor lepashut. What is Bechor lepashut? Says Rashi. Bechor upashut shezbichu karka kodem shechilkul. That is that the father dies, and now we know the double inheritance goes to Bechor. So what happens? They go and they improve the land before they split it up. But Shevach didn't take a double of the Shevach Shishbichu Nechasim La'achem Yisus Aviyam after the father died. Everything that he has right now, that's something that will be. When they split it, Notel B'chor Pishnayim takes double of Bekarka Shim Shubachas of that went up in value. V'shamen is the Shevach and they evaluate what the Shevach was. V'nosin Le'pash to the regular brother, Revia fourth, Shehu Magia Lo, Beshevach Shabbatol Chelko Shazad. That's within this person's portion. Ubal Chov Uksuvasishaliyasomim. We know that what happens when a person dies, the Yusomim have to pay those that are owed. And you know, who's someone that's owed? Even the wife, I mean, the who wants to go and collect the ksuba with the land that was left behind over there. So the creditors, I mean, the ones who are owed it, don't have a claim to any of the shevach that the Yusoma made in the field. Therefore, after they go and collect the field, they have to pay the orphans that stuff. This is, we know that when somebody goes and they borrow money, his land now becomes mishubad to the creditor. And if the land is then sold, then he can go and collect the land from the one who bought it, right? The land and any sort of shevach that happened that from the one who bought it over there, he can collect it from him. But the creditor has to pay the buyer for the value of the shevach. And that's Baal Chov Lalakuchos. These are the examples of three people that we shaman them as a shevach, umalan us on bedam. We paid him cash money. Omar le Ravina le Ravashi lemimir the sarv Shmuel bal chov la lekuchos yoiv shivcha. You want to say that Shmuel is of the opinion that a bal chov has to go and pay the lekuchos? But is that really so? Umi isle shivcha lelokech? Is there shevach to the lokech? The one that the improvements that he puts in. V'amr Shmuel bal chov gova as a shevach. Shmuel, he's of the opinion that bal chov, he's the one who collects a shevach from this land, and he doesn't have to go and he doesn't have to pay him back. What's going on? The Gemara says v'chitem lokash. You would say, oh no, it's not a question. Kam shevach hamigia l'ksefayim. Kam shevach shein magia l'ksefayim. That because over here in this din, Rav Nachman is talking about a case for shevach that is ready for the ksefayim, for those that are coming to harvest it. Rashi says, tzrichin lekarka, davar muat, de'ilu ein tzrichin lekarka, havelhu peros velo mikri shevach. It would be peros, not called shevach. Ubachov gova shevach ka'amar velo peros gemur, and get the amar perakama. So Shmuel is talking about a case where there's shevach, where there's produce that's ready for the harvesters. Meaning, what does it mean? Literally means shoulders over here, but it means ready to be harvested and carried on the shoulders. So the Gemara is talking about a case with the peros still is going to get something from the ground, and if it's fully ready to be harvested, it's no longer considered shevach karka anymore. It's considered already harvested stuff, which is not going to be taken by the creditors. Bachov. But over here we're dealing with the case that Shmuel is discussing where it's not ready for the harvesters, and maybe that's how you went into the distinction. That wouldn't help. You know why? Because Maisa b'chol yom. Everybody knows this happens all the time. When does it happen? All the time. That what? The kamag b'Shmuel, right? Which that what would happen? You have these creditors, the balei chov, which come to Shmuel. The kamag b'Shmuel. Shmuel would allow them to go and collect from the ones who bought it. About that land, I feel b'shevach hamigil k'sifayim. Even the stuff that's hamigil k'sifayim, it's already ready and ripe. So clearly, there's no distinction between it. Says the Gemara, lo kasha. No, don't worry about it. Ha damasik be kashir ara ushvacha. This din that the lekuchos doesn't get for the shevach is talking about where the balchov is owed the amount which is equal to the land and its shevach, right? And that matzav, he can collect the land and the shevach without having to go and pay him back. Hadlo masik beishir arba shevach. And the other is talking about a case where he doesn't have that idea. But the Baal Chov, we know, can also go back to the original guy who sold it to him and get it back from him. But the point is then, that matzav, he has to go and compensate the guy who bought it for the shevach. In fact, the Gemara, v'chilo masik shir aru shvacha, but where the Baal Chov is not owed the amount that's equal to the land and the shevach. The yoiv le'zuzi l'kecha masalakle. If you want to say that he's able to go and get rid of the lekuchos by giving him money, then we have a problem. Honey chlamanda amar I isle zuzi l'kech. This works well, according to one who says that even if a buyer of this land has money, lo matzi misalak le balchov, he's not able to stop the balchov from taking the land and giving him money instead. So then Shapir, then Shmuel's din makes sense over here that the balchov has to give only the money to the buyer, to the lekuchos, for any type of shevach on the karka. Right? As Rashi says, Shapir, ika lememer da arame kara didehu ave, vahu de nachat la Shalob Rishus. It was his land. He came with the Rishus. Shakal Shivcha Bezuze, Veloba Ara, Hov Ava Masik Beshir Ara Kula. Right, go ahead and take this cash. El Laman Dama, one who says, Isle Zuzu Lokech, that when the Lokech, that when the Kech has money, Matzi Mesalik Le Balchov, he could stop the Balchov from taking the land by giving him money instead. So why could the Balchov now pay him for the Shevach with money? The name Alei, the buyer could just say, this Lakuchos, I have Lizuzi, if I had money, have Mesalik. Would have gotten you off the whole land. Now that I don't have money, stop and do that. Havli griva da ara ba'arai, at least give me a piece of my land, which is equal to the value of the shevach that happened over here. So the Gemara says, why is it that he's not able to ask for land for this? Hachmai skinon kigon de shavya ni'ale aputiki. Oh, we're talking about aputiki. Po tehe kai, right? Where the seller made the field an apotiki for the guy. Damalei lo yilchapiron elamizu. You don't have a payment. You can't get money back except for this particular one, this land in such a place. Everyone's going to be maskim that if the lokeach lukuchos would offer money, he doesn't have to accept it. So when the Balchov has the field, he can pay back this Lukuchos for the Shevach with money. He doesn't have to actually give him any sort of land. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.